Four people seeking a different viewpoint from Richard Spencer's. The All Saints Church in East Lansing will have an event at the same time of Spencer's speech. And joining me now is Pastor Kit Carlson. Welcome.
Hi. So we decided to plan this counter event. It's not a counter protest. It's really a counter party. And we're calling it the Celebrate Diversity Festival. And we have inside and outside activities. And it's just been amazing how all kinds of groups have come together to support this. And I can't say enough about the wonderful student groups at MSU, Council Graduate Students, ASMSU, Residence Hall Association, Interfraternity, Panhellenic, the MSU College Democrats, the MSU College Republicans, the student libertarians have all joined to support and sponsor this event. It's been just incredible.
Pastor Carlson, what do you say to people who say Richard Spencer is articulate and non-offensive and just stating a different viewpoint?
Wherever he goes, he is surrounded by people who are violent, who promote messages of hate. Those are the kind of people he incites and encourages and inspires. So I'm not going to get to hear Richard Spencer. He's going to be in a very small auditorium with 300 of his best friends. But I know who's going to be outside that auditorium and what they're going to be saying. And it's not well-spoken, and it's not polite, and it's not kind, and it's not anything that we stand for in this community.
Back to your event, how are you celebrating the different cultures in our community?
We're going to have an indoor and an outdoor stage. Outside is a DJ who we're working on a set list with some students from MSU, so it will be world music, a diversity of cultures, a diversity of age ranges for the music program, with a very slate of diverse speakers, including Rabbi Amy Bigman, Rabbi of Sha'ari Zedek, Oscar Castaneda, who is an organizer for civil rights for immigrants, Ashley Fuente, who's with the Council of Graduate Students. So we're going to have a diverse range of speakers. Inside, we have an indoor acoustic stage that's going to have the Poet Laureate of Lansing, the Dangling Participles, who are English professors at MSU, a classical Indian dance group, and a variety of spoken word and musical acts. We're going to have food from Sultan's inside.
Do you have people who are concerned and have expressed concern, like you say, a rise in white supremacy, a rise in kind of the rhetoric?
It's a very warm, if not hot, topic right now. And I think it's a really appropriate conversation for us to be having at all kinds of levels. Particularly, I think white supremacy is a white people's problem, and that we should be stepping up, as those of us who are white should step up and do something about it and not expect the target populations to have to go say that this is bad. It's up to us to say, no, white supremacy is a bad idea. Everyone has equal dignity in this world.
And what is the message that you hope Richard Spencer gets when he comes to MSU?
That this community is not anything that's really interested in anything he has to say.
That was Pastor Kit Carlson with the All Saints Episcopal Church in East Lansing. The church will hold a diversity festival Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. around the same time Richard Spencer is speaking at MSU. Pastor Carlson, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.